All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. My name is Eddie Gritter, third year, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm recording this bonus episode on Wednesday night. Boy, it's been a long Wednesday. October 8th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of the EG3 Podcast. If you're a first-timer here on the EG3 Pod, a.k.a. Eddie Greer III, here on the show, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. If you like what you're hearing, I would advise you right now as we're winding down, starting to really rack off these marathons and whatnot, even though EG3 ain't running a marathon on this block. So we got that going on. And of course, Twin Cities happened last week. So again, like I said on the first episode of the week, so y'all gonna get two episodes this week. Of course, I'm gonna be out of town for the market relay. That is going to go down this weekend, so I will be traveling to Omaha this weekend, so y'all will be treated to two EG3 episodes, and of course, why not? If you've been following this podcast for quite a bit now, postcast after every running event, and this will be a solo, so it'll be solo. It will not be jumbled with no NASCAR or no baseball or anything else like that. It'll have its own episode. So, and believe me, low expectations, but I don't know what to expect going in and find out that we have another runner. So I'm really out of the loop what's going on. That goes back to what I said, start off this episode, this bonus episode. It's been a long ass day. Are you serious? See? All right. So hold on a second. All right, so it's been a long ass day, and I have not even paid attention to any of these group chats or anything else like that. So there's that. So, oh yeah, I'll have the shenanigans ready for y'all next week on this podcast regarding the market. It's going to be something. You know, it's going to be something compared to last year. We were getting ready at this time to run the World Major Chicago Marathon, and that's what everybody outside of me is going to be doing on Sunday. Yeah, so the relay race on Saturday, the 2025 Chicago Marathon is on Sunday, and of course I'll be keeping track of my friends and the original KCRC group. Yeah, and you got your elites as well. A few storylines coming out of there as well. All right, before we dive, because we dive on in kind of the preview, what's going on with Chicago this year. I just got done recording an episode of the Purple Project Podcast, my daily K-State podcast. Again, if you're a K-State fan who wants more coverage of K-State athletics and not just football, volleyball, women's golf. I've been talking about women's golf a lot this week. That's probably because they've been super busy. Women's tennis, men's women's basketball coming soon. That is the podcast for the K-Stater. Make sure you go over there, subscribe to that channel as well. I just got done over there. Dude, K-State volleyball, they're winning. What happened? So they're up 2-1. And of course, I'm sitting recording this on Wednesday night. So when this comes out, this will be what? Looking at Saturday night? Yeah. So Friday and Saturday night. So back to back. Yeah, as well. So, yeah, so that's a preview of that. But, yeah, so they're leading 2-1, and Iowa State comes rolling back there to win. And I think that's for the, and I'll probably say this on the Kate. I'm sorry, I'm crossing over a podcast here. That's what happens when you do podcasts too much. But I believe that's the first time this year that K-State women's volleyball has lost in the full distance game matches. Because they were 3-0, 3 or 4-0 coming in this year. They've pulled out every 5-match game they pulled out, not tonight. And now they're 0-3 at home in conference play. Well, that's a missed opportunity there for the Lady Cats over there in that one. And speaking of missed opportunities, can Connor Mance seize the moment? And I mentioned this on, which is going to be Friday's episode of the EG3 Podcast. going for the American record, folks. Now, I don't. Now, usually I don't talk numbers on any of these podcasts. I just give opinions out here. But that would be something. Of course, I was out there last year. Of course, if you've been following this podcast for a while since. Yeah, I was up in Chicago last year. That was quite the experience. And of course, if you want to know, learn more of what happened during Fast Eddie's time up in Chicago, Illinois, that episode is on EG3 feed. It's crazy. It's crazy that sitting here, look back throughout, despite this long ass day, and think back to 1 year ago, anxious excitement, getting ready for your first world major in Chicago. Will be forever known as that. Will I run another one? I have no idea. I have no idea right now. That is, honestly, to y'all, furthest from my mind right now. There's other things that I gotta prioritize right now. And that is, obviously, trying to focus on the present right now. That is focused on trying to finish up my half marathon training block there as well. Oh, yeah, by the way, yes, if you did not listen to Friday's episode, I'm not giving away yet. But I gave you a clue. Plan B is in motion, folks. Plan B is in motion. That's all I want to say. I'm probably going to save it until after peak week, because my peak week is next week. And I've been talking about the mission, my mission anyways. Excuse me. Sub 80 for the fall 2025, despite all that's going on right now, the uncertainty and whatnot. Right now, there's just a lot going through my head right now, outside of running, work, and the podcast. Right now, there's just a lot of uncertainty right now as I'm sitting here right now. But running has been one of the two consistents, and of course, work, of course. But yeah, so we just have to see what happens. And then, of course, with all these other dominoes falling, Plan B is active. Very, very active. And could be official by the end of this weekend. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm giving y'all more clues at that. So, yeah, so stay tuned for that announcement. I'm not going to do it during peak week. That is next week for me. And then, of course, tapering starts for me after the fact. So, yeah, it's getting close with these marathons again, one by one, boom. I said this the episode before. I said it on the Friday's episode, which will be new, will come out on Friday, of course. And I'm gonna say it here on Saturday night's episode, right? These races are starting to click off one by one. So it's gonna be here for you. It's crazy that either way, whether that's Plan A or Plan B, we're going to be on the start line. All these world-ass majors, New York, Chicago's Sunday, New York coming up in a couple weeks. They're going to be all in the books. We're going to be on the start line, getting ready to hopefully rip off, take out a lot of frustration, and get this elusive goal. Something's got to come out of this, because look, all of the hard work, and now I'm talking about myself, but, well, this is my podcast, the EG3 podcast, here recording on this bonus episode, Wednesday night, October 8th. I just found out that K-State lost after leading 2-1, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. He with y'all, and figure, you know what, let's just hop on here, mic for a little bit. So, yeah. Now I lost train of thought, was going to say. I lost my train of thought. The hard work. Yeah, all the hard work. And that goes back to your Olathe build as well. Maybe we should not run that. I don't know. If I went, had to go back and do this year over, there'll be a lot of changes I'll make over. I just can't say them right now, but one of those could be Olathe and not run that. Oh man, that's probably what led me to, you know, take a step back a little bit and say, hey, look, let's get this elusive half marathon goal down pat. Let's see if we can get this down, right? So Yeah, I'm going to try talking at the same time here. Elite Fields, Chicago. Let me see here. Okay, all right. So, I got that set. Yeah, so, look. That's probably what set this thing off. Is, you know, Olathe, domino effect, what happened there. All that training, all that hard-ass training I did in the wintertime. All that cold, all that cave stuff, all that winter stuff. All sacrificing, all that time putting into it. Doing all the workouts. Doing all the work. And I'll probably end up saying this once race week arrives for this podcast. But it's just been reflecting a little bit, really all day today. And whether it's other stuff, work, whatever, family, whatever that is. But it's just the fact that, you know, you put in all this hard work and nothing has really come out of it. I haven't raced that much this year. For exception of a couple, I mean, you go back a couple years ago, man, I was racing every weekend. And everybody thinks I should be racing every weekend. I ain't like that. Nope, I'm not going to do it like that. Nope. Especially, I'm at an age now that, I mean, I am fortunate. Yes, I've dealt with a tendonitis on my left hip, pretty much the second half of this block. It's been night and day. It's been very, very frustrating dealing with that. Because it's one day, it feels good. The other day, it's not. Getting old sucks. And now it's probably because I started lifting them weights. Probably shouldn't have did that either. So I stopped doing that completely until I get healed. I'm not going to touch another weight. Mm-mm. Except for tomorrow. But outside of that, I ain't going to touch no other weight, whatnot. I gotta try to survive. Get to race week. I don't think I'm gonna be 100%. I'll be close, if I'm fully honest there. But what matters right now, you know, we'll just have to see how all this shakes out. This is gonna be interesting. This half marathon training, not the mile. The miles ain't what I'm worried about. That's not what I'm worried about. It's can you keep the speed? Can you keep the speed consistent? Can you be right there in the mix? Can you stay right in the thick of it towards the end? Right, because I'm seeing a trend on this plan B race that I've been kind of been studying and looking at some of these guys and gals that I know. Look at this pace, it falls off. So I'm like, what? But yeah, it was the reverse the last time we ran a half marathon, and we all know what happened at Gary Bjorklund up there in Duluth, Minnesota. We all know what happened there. EG3 with an unexpected negative split. There, like I said, that second half, that was just amazing. Again, in that momentum carrying on in, hopefully, to this one, where we can put it all together and just, yeah, I don't think we'll make a display here. Because we're going for our PR. Gotta go for it. You put in all his heart from really very beginning of 2025 to right now. You put in all his hard work. And that's the difference between even the Chicago build. And that will lead me back into the Chicago. I'm going to go over these elite fields here and we'll wrap this thing up. But yeah, man, that's what's kind of led me right here. I mean, the difference between this half marathon block and the Chicago build, I didn't do no speed workout. Yes, everybody, yes, I'm fast, but you got to put in the work. And I did not do that. And despite all that, and with the human and a little bit of humidity and whatnot that conspired. Now, you can't blame it on the humidity. Now, again, I've said this over and over on this EG3 podcast when it comes to these marathons. And Berlin, again, is a perfect example of that, because Berlin falling in late September like it was hot and all that. Twin Cities was a little humid. I wasn't up there, but I heard, but I saw the weather. But still, the original KCRC runners did their damn thing up there and put down some fast heaters out there as well. But you can't put it all in humidity. I know, but again, it's like you got to put in all work. And for me, I didn't do no pace work. Now, but would have did that, I'm pretty sure my tie would have been better. If I had all this, if I had the same coach that I had, that my current, my same coach that I have current, my current coach what I have right now, last year, I know it would have been that time. Yes, 307 is respectable, but should have been better. not going to go down that deep rabbit hole tonight. But, yeah, if I had my current coach right now that I had last, if I had her, my coach from current coach last year, yeah. So, again, it's all about putting the work in. Again, like I said on Friday's episode, I feel in a better spot, much, much, much better spot. The spot was what's going on right now for this half marathon. I'm anxious. Man, it was a good thing that I signed up the way I did, where everything's kind of leading that way anyway. So I'm really excited, pumped, fired up for this. I really am. So we'll just have to see what happens, but we're not racing this weekend. We're racing in a few weeks. The Connor Mansons of the world, they're racing this weekend on Sunday. They're in the Chicago Marathon here. And John Carreer. Whoop, hold up. We got some breaking news here. We got some breaking news on the podcast, folks. Breaking news, folks. The Toronto Blue Jays going back to the ALCS. They just eliminated the New York Yankees. Kicked them out of the boot. They kicked them out. Toronto Blue Jays back to the ALCS. How long is that? How long has that been? And I'm going to show my age. That's got to be... when the last time they've been in ALCS? That has to be the early 90s when they won them two championships. If I had a wild guess, I would say 1993. Y'all can go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh at me. Yep, go ahead and laugh. I need some laughs right now. Go ahead and laugh at me. Yeah, so the Toronto Blue Jays knock off the New York Yankees. Eliminate the New York Yankees. Let me change the wording on that. Eliminate the New York Yankees. Get them out of here. And the Toronto... got some fresh blood in there. The Toronto Blue Jays going on to the ALCS. This is the EG3 podcast here. Bonus content this week. Eddie Greer III here recording this bonus episode on Wednesday night here ahead of Chicago Marathon. Yeah, John Carreer looking to repeat on the men's side here. And again, Connor Mance going for that. Yeah, we're going to be paying attention to all that. Oh, yeah. So I'm definitely paying attention to Connor Mance. Connor Mance, who had a big run in late in the Boston earlier this year, going for that record over there. Oh, I don't need that right now. What are you doing? But anyway, this is going to be the 47th running of the Chicago Marathon there as well. John Carreer, I believe that's right. I don't know. Kenya, from Kenya, looking to go back-to-back. 202 a year ago. And of course, I believe I was there. I think last year was the year. It was not. Yeah. Cause we honored Kelvin Kiptum, the late and fast Kelvin Kiptum last year. Yeah. Okay. Cause that was the year before I ran up there as well. And it looks like this is a deep, I'm looking at this field here for the men's side, particularly. Damn. Six men. Sub 204, personal best there as well. So you have, obviously, Kane's going to be in that mix. That's just a no-brainer in that as well, of course. And then, okay, there we go. This is what I want right here. The women, wait real quick. Looks like, yeah, the women's going to have a new champion because repeat champion or the champion last year when I was up there got handcuffed. Got handcuffed for doping. So, yeah. That's a whole nother discussion. I'm not going to get in that right now. I don't have time for that. So, when I was up there, the female champion was dope up there doping, trying to get advantage. What are we doing out here? So again, that's just another conversation there as well. Looks like a lot of young rising stars on the women's side. So we'll see what happens there as well on that side. Let me see if I can get a U.S. in here. Yeah, so I'm going to only mention the USA runners to make it easier for us. There's a track for those of you who are wanting to track the elites. And of course, if you have friends that run Chicago there, definitely track them as well. I know I'll be tracking quite a few of the KCR, the original KCRC peeps up there that are going to be running that as well. They put in the work. They put in the work, put in the time. Go do the damn thing out there, y'all, as well. On the men's side, I know we talked about the men a lot tonight on this show. Connor Mance, 205, personal best. Again, that late run at Boston, right? Galen Rupp's in this thing, 206 at Prigg. Matt Rickman, 207. That came in Los Angeles this year. Oh, no, by the way, I got to give, I was going to, you know, put a unexpected shout out on here to my coach that did the Los Angeles Marathon earlier in the year and finished in the top 10 elite, I think. It was that. Yeah, she did this. And I don't know how my coach did. I don't know how my coach did it. And I don't think she had a, to be honest, I don't think she had a full training block on her leading up to that point. Yeah, she finished inside the top 10. I was like, what is going on? So yeah, so there's that. So want to give a shout out to my coach here on the Pro Part. I did it again. I had to get a couple more pennies out when I log off of this and put it in a jar to my The Purple Project podcast, All Things K-State Sports, my other podcast. See, again, when you do 2-3 podcasts, they all blend together. You tend to say the wrong podcast. This is the EG3 podcast, The Purple Project podcast. Stay tuned. If you're, again, you're a K-State fan, stay tuned. Postcast of the what in the world happened with the K-State women's volleyball team after leading 2-1. You're in position and could not close out. Anyways, Rickman, Los Angeles PR of 207. Ryan Ford, PR at Boston this year at 208. And we know this guy's popular, CJ Albertson, 208, Chicago, a couple years ago. With that, Colin Mikal, 211. Let me see here. Also, some Americans in here. Nick Hauger, 211, Sacramento. Robert Miranda, 212, Sacramento. And both of those guys ran their PRs back in 2024. Casey Klinger making his first marathon debut. How about that? And Ty Dinger as well. And then, of course, a Furiki Zero. I probably butchered that, but he 218 in Porto. That was back in 2023. On the women's side, folks, here to, and we'll close this bonus pot out again. If you are not participant of the Chicago of the 2025 47th running of the Chicago Marathon races on Sunday, definitely tap in. I will be out of town, but hey, we're gonna be all eyes. I think some of us will be have our eyes glued to the phones, phones or to the TV. On Sunday, because we have our relay race, of course, the market. It'll be my first time taking part of anything like that. That is going to go down on Saturday, so we'll have Sunday to root on our friends who are doing the Chicago Marathon. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, a.k.a. quote, Mr. Man. Y'all like, what? Yeah, I was called that during the track workout tonight over here in Kansas City, Missouri, here as we wrap this thing up after we talk about who's in it for the USA ladies here. Going down the line, Lindsey Flanagan, 223, Chicago, a couple of years ago. That's the PR there. Natasha Rogers, how about that? 223 at Nagoya. Now it's earlier this year for Rogers. Gabby Rooker, 224, Chicago, 2024. Dakota, yes. I know. It's a different last name. Dakota Poffin, 224, Chicago, back several years ago. And this was Dakota Lindworm, now Fulfin, I think. I don't know how to. We're going to take a stab in the dark here on the podcast. And of course, Dakota, oh, by the way, made the Olympic team not too long ago. So, and of course, 2-time winner of the Grandma's Marathon. Y'all like, how Eddie know that? Well, I'm a participant of the Grandma Marathon's races twice now. And I just mentioned tonight on the show how I balled out in the second half of that half marathon. Ooh, so who knows what's going to happen. Like I said, I'm excited for this half marathon, not a marathon for me personally, half marathon we're talking about. And stay tuned. This plan B is very active. But yeah, Dakota Fulfin, 224. Let's get it back on track. We're almost done, folks. We're almost done. Aubrey Finaway, 227. That is, speaking, how about that little transition unexpectedly? That 227 for Finaway Duluth earlier this year, back in the summer. And we have another lady who is making her marathon debut in Emily Finters, USA, making her debut. So we're going to be tapping into that while we recover from these races on this weekend as well. So I'm very excited to see how all this shakes out. Yeah, there's not. It's interesting. So obviously Dakota Fulfin, we all know who she is. Lindsey Flanagan, oh, we know who she is. And on the men's side, CJ Albertson. CJ Albertson, let's take a couple steps back. It was him who led all the USA American lead, at least the USA lead anyways, in Boston a couple times. But since then, he's kind of taking a step back a little bit because Connor Mans has taken over. And it's going to be interesting. I'm fascinated to track Mans and see if he can pull this off. So, obviously, weather looking good. Weather's looking good. Better than it was last year. I'll tell you that. So, better than it was last year. It's what? Early 60s, high 50s, somewhere in there. I think it was mid-60s, but I think it's low 60s for sure. But, yeah, man, we're finally starting to get that fall weather. Woo! So, again, it goes back to those little tiny factors. It's not all about that, but again, we can't put all the blame in that. But again, there's little factors outside these times that, hey, you know, like we saw with Berlin, the last world major we saw, because everybody said it got hot, right? So there's that. So, but yeah, very excited to see what happens. So we'll see what Team USA has in store for us in Chicago. We'll see how our friends do, KCRC folks do up there as well. I feel like I'm still getting ready for Chicago, but we're not a part of it this year. We have unfinished business in the half marathon game. I've been saying that all summer long up until this point, but all the attention now for now shifts to the folks up there, the many, many runners participating in this world major marathon, the 2025 Chicago Marathon, going down on Sunday. The EG3 podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast, folks, we are free and available daily. Not daily. No. Not daily. Weekly or twice a week, depending on what's going on. So, again, we're on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there. You want to make sure you tapped into this one if you're a friend of the host. I would advise you to go ahead and tap in as well. Hit that subscribe button. Feel free to leave us 4 or 5 stars. That would be awesome. That would be awesome, not just for me, but for other folks out there that are looking for more sports, more running, more NASCAR-type content. The EG3 podcast will give to you each and every week. That we have crossed the finish line on another episode, this bonus episode. Midweek bonus episode. Well, this won't come out tonight. This will come out on Saturday evening ahead of the big race. Another bonus episode is in the books. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all, to another episode of the EG3 podcast. Again, we'll be back probably with 2 more episodes, it looks like, next week, because I just said, obviously, we'll do a postcast of the market to market. Oh, boy, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. Woo-hoo! we'll see about that. And then, of course, all things Chicago. And, of course, let's not forget NASCAR down in the round of eight with that begins in Las Vegas. So much we can talk about. We'll have to wait till next week to bring it all to you on the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all then. We out.